Welcome to Hatch Reads at Hive. I'm Naomi Thomas, and this is my short story, Breakfast. Hannah loved breakfast. Lunch was mediocre. Dinner was pretty decent, but breakfast, the very essence of convention, the fixture upon which every great success, every triumph hinged, breakfast was the nonpareil. She needed it to break out from the dream world of flawlessly sanitary hospitals and endless shopping centres and genuinely pay attention to those funny red and green men on the way to the training centre. It had become a safety measure. A day without cereal could prove to be as dangerous for her health as a day without breathing. During her parents' divorce, Hannah used to have breakfast at school. There were plenty of children there, but she always seemed to be the only one actually doing any eating. The wiles of the gaming console generally prevailed, with almost all sacrificing the delights of burnt toast and own-brand strawberry jam for the spaceships, battlegrounds, and the ceaseless appeal of the digital football pitch. It wasn't as though Hannah hated these things. She just really loved breakfast. Hannah had been amongst the protesters against the abolition of the fried breakfast when the Calorie Restriction Acts of 2056 were enforced. To the disappointment of the majority of the British population, they ultimately failed in their petition. Bacon and hash browns were dethroned and replaced with various candidates from across the globe. Hannah had since tried the bubur kacang hijau of Indonesia, which she thought she enjoyed at the time, but then again, she was too distracted on that particular day by the catapulting unicyclist in the square outside to properly focus on her food. She'd also paid a ridiculous amount for some German omelette, not one of her favourites, and a traditional North Korean dish containing radishes and bean sprouts which she couldn't quite remember the name of. The artificial gravitational field on the moon had been successful. The NASA team had headed up the astronomical construction, but it was really the researchers of JAXA who deserved most of the praise. Through combining the physics of random motion, flux mathematics, and several episodes of Star Trek, they were able to create a device which would increase the lunar gravitational field strength from 1.6 newtons per kilogram to whatever it was on the Earth. A Bose-Einstein condensate in someone's cactus plant had been lost in the process, but eventually the gravity on the planetoid was such that pretty much anything would be able to traverse its surface without requiring any form of weight-inducing equipment. In short, humanity had conquered the laws of the universe yet again, and, unsurprisingly, a few more yachts soon became apparent on the Riviera, fairly close to Cannes. It had taken a while to extract the most suitable astronauts from the large number of those willing to serve their country on this venture into the unknown. Whether this was because of the high-intensity training they would receive and the less than 50% chance of returning, or because most of those applying were 7-year-olds, I'm not sure, but eventually a team of 3 were chosen. And Hannah was one of them. Contrary to what you might think, the reason behind this career choice wasn't the extravagant lifestyle it would provide her with, the sizeable fortune, the countless Fortnum and Mason macaroons she would be able to afford, etc., etc. Well, perhaps there was a small element of that which had to be taken into consideration, but it wasn't the main factor in her decision. Nor was it the desire to be the first to achieve some momentarily noteworthy goal, to leave behind a legacy, to capture eternal life and string it up on the mantelpiece. The idea of children 100 years into the future reciting her name in order to pass their exams seriously didn't appeal. It wasn't even because astronomy especially excited her. Space was kind of dull, to be honest. It sounded silly, really, but there was only one dream she had clung on to since those days in Hopefield Primary School, where wonky-toothed, stubby-fingernailed Hannah had written the page on what I want to be when I grow up. Little Hannah had wanted to eat breakfast on the moon. So here she was, about 20 years later, settling down with a plate of homemade crepes and banana sliced at an angle, to increase the surface area for the maple syrup, apparently, and observing the crater-ridden ground around her, its rising and falling motion, the sharp jutting edges and dusty crevices. She felt, at that moment, the warmest, greatest, happiest feeling diffused from her torso to the end of her toenails. It wasn't anything too emotional or significant. This was no giant leap for mankind. It was just nice.